Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here's today's commentary.
Michael, and this actually is goes to your call with the gentleman from Blount County, and that is that people who are treated differently by government view the world differently. The gentleman who Hunter Biden dropped his laptop off, and then he took that laptop and turned over the laptop to the FBI. He is now all but broke. He is reportedly going to declare bankruptcy, and it's a sad thing. Congress just passed a 21% increase in its in the amount it can spend on its office staff. And so when you have inflation that affects everybody else, the middle and lower income people the most, what do the Democrats in Congress do? They pass a bill to increase the amount of money that they can pay their own employees. And many members of Congress, and I'm still digging into this, Michael, and it'd be interesting if you all could find out. I wonder whether or not members of Congress, the House and the Senate, I know that they have a very, very good health care plan. And because they have such a good health care plan for themselves and their families, they don't really care what the cost of health care is because they're not paying a big premium. And their pension plan is a very, very generous pension plan. And so consequently, they don't worry about savings because the taxpayers are going to pay for their retirement, even if they, and all they have to do is serve 5 years, by the way, to qualify for a pension. Now, the more you serve, the higher the pension is. And so I look at this and I look at where the country is now and how the Biden administration is approaching inflation and gasoline prices. And the people who don't seem to care much about gasoline prices fall into two categories. They either are very, very wealthy, and so gasoline prices don't really affect them that much, or they work for somebody who pays for their gasoline. And so you listen to this kind of disconnect between the left then part of the left also wants to get rid of fossil fuels because they have a vested interest in seeing green energy investments go up in value. And so when you look at the perks, the free part, and I just checked it out. There's an interesting, if you DuckDuckGo, you get websites. But here's the perks of Congress: their pensions, their free parking, they get free haircuts, and they get much, much more. And this theme that we're building, the gentleman said that the politicians were sent a questionnaire on how woke they would be on equity and everything. Here's the answer to that. The answer to that should be somebody who cares about lower income families, especially Black and Hispanic lower income families and the education of their children, they ought to go and look at the data for their local area on the educational achievements for Black and Hispanic children. And then they ought to say, I really care a great deal about equity. Equity starts with foundation of a quality education. So I will do everything I can to abolish the teachers' unions. Now that would get a lot of people's attention. And then they ought to make that a campaign theme. Republicans ought to make that a campaign theme across the country, as Trump is now saying we need to have civil service reform so that government employees actually do what the elected officials tell them to do in terms of policy.
And there we have, ladies and gentlemen, today's commentary.